From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. A 20-year-old Scarborough man is named as the victim of that homicide on Mountjoy Street South 9 days ago. Timmins police identify him as Shane Guthrie Douglas. Investigators are renewing their plea for anyone with information to contact them directly or through Crime Stoppers. Northern College says why not to the question of agriculture careers in this region. Today it signed an agreement to offer Algonquin College's agriculture business program at its campuses. Northern President Audrey Penner says while the North is opening up to farming, the population is declining.
Conversations surrounding agricultural potential stand to play a role in maintaining, if not increasing, the population in our region.
The skilled workers shortage in other industries also affects farming. A recent survey of agricultural enterprises discovered that two-thirds of the 123 respondents have difficulty finding skilled staff and managers. We're up to 2,274 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Porcupine Health Unit territory since the beginning of the pandemic. Five new ones today bring it to that point. Three of them are somewhere between Smooth Rock Falls and Matheson, two in Timmins. The feature by the numbers over on our website updates all the figures. Russian officials say there's no chance of finding more survivors after a devastating methane explosion and fire tore through a coal mine in southwestern Siberia yesterday. Rescue crews have recovered 14 bodies, but they've been forced to call off the search for 38 miners still missing. They managed to get 239 people to safety. Finally this afternoon, if you ever tried to buy a Christmas gift for a teenager, you know the difficulty. If it's that age group you want to zero in on for tomorrow's Fill an Ambulance Day at Walmart and Canadian Tire, Neofax Special Project Supervisor Carol Hart suggests a gift card. It can be for merchandise or an activity or outing.
We know how COVID has been very difficult on many individuals in our community. And those gift certificates go a long way in also assisting individuals with their mental health and getting them out.
The ambulances will be outside the two stores we mentioned between 8 tomorrow morning and 6 at night. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.